Let's go to Eva now. Sorry, I think I mixed things up. Eva from San Francisco, are you with us?
Yes, thank you so much for taking my call, Father.
Good. What can I do for you?
My question is about pregnancy and breastfeeding. And if when the mother takes the Eucharist and receives the Eucharist, if there's any teaching or tradition in the church about it transmitting to the baby.
Oh, I don't know of any in particular. There is actually in the Eastern Church a devotion to the nursing of the Virgin of the Lactation, they call it. In fact, there's a whole deal in Jerusalem there, so it's respected. But I don't know of any direct communication. But I wouldn't see why not. I mean, we become what we eat. So there you go. It's a beautiful thought, but I don't know of any strong tradition. There's a devotion to the Blessed Mother and her feeding of the Christ child, but beyond that, I don't know of anything. Be the first to start one.
When I was pregnant, I had a strong desire. I converted when I was pregnant because I wanted so badly for the substance of the baby to be made of Christ. And so I've always wondered if there's a tradition behind that, but I had this hunger for receiving Christ so that in the hopes that maybe that would be a part of my baby.
Well, I suspect that idea of you know, we become what we eat. You know, so we become the body of Christ by consuming the body of Christ. And the child is made from the substance of his mother. And so I would say, yeah. Why not? It certainly is not a bad thing, so there you go. And I have a feeling that the faith and piety of the mother will certainly affect the children. God bless you. That's wonderful. So I don't know if that helps
a
little,
so
but you can actually get icons of the Blessed Mother breastfeeding Christ. We in the West get all nervous about it, but we shouldn't. It's a beautiful and godly thing. So thanks so much for calling in, Mary. God bless.